Hey, Mandisa, how are you?
I'm good, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Doing real good.
Hey, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you in forever.
I know. It's so good to hear your voice.
Well, it is just so warm to hear your voice again. And for people who have been enjoying your songs for the past few years, things have been a little quiet from you. Can you kind of let us know what you've been up to?
Yeah, well, I've been doing a lot of worship music, which is a little bit different than like my cheerleader, overcomer, stronger, good morning kind of vibe. But I just felt a pull more towards worship that's more vertical in nature.
Well, and one of the things you've been doing is a podcast. It feels like the whole world is jumping on the podcast bandwagon, but the one that you're doing right now is super important because it talks about mental health, and that is something that so many of us need to learn more about and lean into.
Yeah, and maybe the timing of it just felt especially appropriate over the last year and a half, but I heard a statistic about like calls into suicide prevention lines have gone up 300% in the last year and a half. People are really struggling, and it's something that we don't talk a lot about in Christendom. And so I really wanted to address it from the perspective of a Jesus follower. I've been, reading in the Bible, a lot of people you can hear kind of the tinges of people who maybe battle with depression or anxiety. And so I've just wanted to tackle that subject as somebody who struggles with depression from a Christian perspective and kind of let the taboo false narrative that people who struggle with it maybe aren't praying enough or not good enough Christians. It's absolutely not the case. So I just wanted to talk about that really openly.
You guys tackle a lot of subjects, the depression, anxiety, but you also talk about motherhood, medication, like all sorts of things, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, I thank you for saying that. I was a little scared to tackle some of those subjects because people disagree about a lot of things. I just wanted to talk about it from my perspective. I can't talk about the mother thing except for my dog, Kaya. But the woman that I do it with, she's a licensed professional counselor. And so she's a mom. So the things that I don't feel like I've got much of a grasp on, she's able to address it both from her personal life, but also from the perspective of a professional counselor.
I think you kind of touched on this a little bit, that this is a good timing to have a resource like this for people who are struggling with depression or whatever they may be facing in life. The pandemic, I'm sure, didn't help a lot of people with that. What was your experience like through that as we still continue to face it today?
It was rough. I mean,
Yeah.
actually, it started out really great. I was on tour with the Newsboys when it happened, and I thought maybe just a couple of months we would be done. And I was great at first, but then as time wore on, somebody who struggles with depression, the worst thing for them is isolation. And I'm single, and it got really, really difficult. And so I am thankful to be getting back on the road. I was reading about David, and we know a lot about David and Bathsheba, but it really started because he was supposed to go to battle, but instead he stayed at home. There's just something about being idle and being isolated that is breeding ground for the enemy. And so I've really been struggling, if I'm being honest, these last few months. And so I'm thankful just to kind of start to get back out to life as usual. I'm thankful to be getting back out on the road because it's just a safer place for me.
I think the return of some of this live music is going to be so refreshing. We've always loved concerts, but the fact that we can get back to them after missing them for a while, that reminder of community and praising God together, that's something that maybe we took for granted before.
Absolutely. I think I realized that big time. I mean, like you said, community is so important. And I knew that from like my friends, and I moved in 2020 to be closer to my community. But there's also something special about worshiping together and celebrating God together that I think our souls were just made for. So I'm really looking forward to doing that again.
Now, something you were talking about was that you struggled to be alone and you faced depression feelings. But it's so interesting because from the outside, you appear as such a loud, fun, exciting, the good morning, come on, Mandisa type of person. And I think there's a lot of people that could identify either with that feeling or they have someone in their life that on the outside they look like that, but on the inside they're also facing that stuff. Maybe just speak to that a little bit, especially if, how to encourage somebody to maybe have a conversation with somebody else that might be struggling.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I'm looking at this picture that I have posted up on my Zoom, and it's me with my dog, and I'm smiling, and I look so happy. And it reminds me a little bit of social media, which I actually haven't been on very much. because again, I just noticed some unhealthy habits. Mm-hmm. And here's what it is. We look at the things that people are posting and we judge how we feel about ourselves based on what people are posting. And you know, it's a highlight reel. Very rarely do you get the real full story of what somebody's feeling based on what we see on the outside. And so for anybody that feels like their life is a mess and maybe they're measuring their life up to somebody else, I just want to ensure people, don't base your internal life based on the outward appearance of others. Mm-hmm. And really measure your life by what God says about you more than what anybody else says about you. That's been a real struggle for me, which is why I've gotten off social media a lot, because I just felt myself going down, down, down. And that's one of the subjects we talk about in the Out of the Dark podcast. I'm not saying social media is bad. I love social media. But when you start to feel yourself going into the dark, or measuring yourself up by that, I think sometimes it's good to take a little sabbatical.
I heard someone say it. You have to also be careful of comparing yourself to yourself. Don't compare your worst days to your best days, because everyone is going to have those days that are on various parts of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's actually something I look back at other pictures from happier times, and I do. I look at myself and I think, why couldn't I go back to that? Mm. That's a really good point and something I think I needed to hear myself.
Kind of taking a step back from social media, I am going to guess it's a little hard for fans to connect with you. But as you mentioned, you are getting a chance to get back out and about and out on tour with the Newsboys. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. Like I said, it's just going to be good to be back with people again. And there's honestly, you can't be in a bad mood around Michael Tate. You just can't. It's impossible. So I'm looking forward to just being out with my friends again. We've got a lot of new people. When our tour was canceled in 2020, it was just a few of us. But now we've got some new friends coming out and people I'm really well acquainted with. So I can't wait just to be out and to sing and to dance and to worship and just have good fellowship with some new friends and also some old friends out there on the road.
And just bring your whole self, whether you're messy or you're feeling good that day, however you are, you just come.
Come as you are. That's right.
Well, what else can we look forward to from you in the coming months?
Aside from Titans updates.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that's the thing. I say that I'm taking a social media sabbatical. I do get on to talk about my Titans on Twitter. That seems to be the only place I can get away with that. I'm so looking forward to my Titans making it to the Super Bowl this year. But then also, this will be the first time that I bring my dog, Kaya. She's my pandemic puppy. She's going to be out on the road with me, and I can't wait for her to have her first touring experience. So,
can you, real quick before we let you go, can you tell us a little bit more about your pandemic puppy? We heard so many people do that. I know
Jordan
Feliz got one, Phil Wickham got one, and I still haven't. And I just want to live vicariously through you.
She was literally the best decision that I made in 2020. She's been such a joy. She's staring at me right now because she knows I'm talking about her. Honestly, I can't think of a better time. I was touring so much, but to have that time to just bond with her and to train her and now to get back on the road, she just loves people. So I think there is a reason why dog is God spelled backwards. Like there's just something about the character of God, the unconditional love that I get from her that I just think, God, is this how you feel about me? It's just sometimes she looks in my eyes and I think you actually really love me, regardless of what I look like and regardless of any mistakes I made. Just she looks at me so adoringly. So I love her so much.
Definitely good reason to keep her around.
Absolutely.
Well, we're super, super thankful to have had a few minutes with you today. Always thankful for your ministry and just thankful for the honesty and the openness that you bring every time we have a chance to talk to you. I wish we could like hug from a long distance.
I feel like even just talking to you, I'm being hugged by your voice.
You are. Thanks, Jeremy. See you, Amanda.
Yeah, bye. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.